We know nothing about the people who first settled in the hills and valleys that would eventually become the city of Jerusalem. In tombs on the Ophel Hill, to the south of the present walls of the old city, pottery vessels have been found which have been dated to 3200 BCE. This was the time when towns had begun to appear in other parts of Canaan, the modern Israel, in Megiddo, Jericho, Ai, Lachish, and Bethshan, for example. Archaeologists have unearthed temples, houses, workshops, streets, and water conduits. But there is as yet no conclusive evidence that urban life had begun in Jerusalem at that period. Ironically, the city which would be revered as the centre of the world by millions of Jews, Christians, and Muslims was off the beaten track of ancient Canaan. Situated in the highlands which were difficult to settle, it was outside the hub of the country. Development in the early Bronze Age was mainly confined to the coastal plain, the fertile Jezreel Valley and the Negev, where the Egyptians had established trade depots. Canaan was a potentially rich country. Its inhabitants exported wine, oil, honey, bitumen, and grain. It also had strategic importance, linking Asia and Africa and providing a bridge between the civilizations of Egypt, Syria, Phoenicia, and Mesopotamia. But even though the springs around the Ophel Hill had always attracted hunters, farmers, and temporary settlers, flints and shards have been found there dating from the Paleolithic age. Jerusalem, as far as we know, played no part in this early florescence. In the ancient world, civilization was always a precarious achievement. By about 2300 BCE, there were virtually no cities left in Canaan. Because of either climatic change, foreign invasion, or internecine warfare, urban life disappeared. It was also a time of upheaval and instability throughout the Near East. Egypt saw the destruction of what is known as the Old Kingdom, circa 2613 to 2160 BCE. The Akkadian dynasty of Mesopotamia was overthrown by the Amorites, a Western Semitic people who established a capital at Babylon. Urban sites were abandoned throughout Asia Minor, and Ugarit and Byblos on the Phoenician coast were destroyed. For reasons that we do not understand, Syria remained unscathed, and nearby towns in northern Canaan, such as Megiddo and Bethshan, managed to survive longer than their southern neighbours. Yet in all these regions, the struggle to create an ordered environment where people could lead a more secure and fulfilled life continued. New cities and new dynasties appeared, and old settlements were restored. By the beginning of the second millennium, the old towns of Canaan were inhabited once more. We know very little about life in Canaan at this period. No central government developed in the country. Each town was autonomous, having its own ruler and dominating the surrounding countryside, rather as in Mesopotamia, where civilization had begun. Canaan remained an intensely regional country. There was no large-scale trade or industry, and there were such sharp differences of terrain and climate that the various districts tended to remain distinct and cut off from one another. Few people lived in the highlands, the Judean steppes, or the Jordan Valley, where the river was not navigable and led nowhere. Communications were difficult, and people did not travel much from one part of the country to another. The main road linking Egypt and Damascus went up the coast from Gaza to Jaffa, and then cut inland to avoid the swamps around Mount Carmel towards Megiddo, the Jezreel Valley, and the Sea of Galilee. Naturally, these regions remained the most densely populated, and it was this area which interested the pharaohs of the 12th dynasty when they began to extend their influence northward towards Syria during the 20th and 19th centuries BCE. Canaan, which the Egyptians called Retinue, did not actually become a province of Egypt, but the pharaohs dominated the country politically and economically. Sesostris III, for example, did not hesitate to march up the coastal road to subdue local rulers who were becoming too powerful and independent. Even so, the pharaohs showed relatively little interest in other parts of Canaan, and despite the general Egyptian overlordship, towns such as Megiddo, Hazor, and Akko developed into fortified city-states. By the end of the 19th century, settlers had also begun to penetrate the hill country and built cities there. Shem became the most powerful of these fortified highland towns. In area, it may have been as large as 37 acres, and it controlled a considerable part of the countryside. Cities such as Hebron and Jerusalem also developed in the southern hills. This is the point when Jerusalem can be said to have entered history.